Ramayana Act 2, Chapter 13. Hanuman leaps to Lanka. Scene 9. Sita's doubts and Trijata's dream. The princess thought continuously of Ram. Why had he not come to rescue her? Surely he had not abandoned her. Perhaps he did not know where she was. But Jatayu must have told him. Or maybe Jatayu died before getting the chance. If Ram knew her to be in Lanka, then without doubt he would have reduced the city to ashes by now. The ocean would present no problem. Why, Ram's fiery arrows would dry it up in an instant. But what if Ram had perished from grief, being unable to find her? Lakshman would also die, seeing his brother gone. Maybe after losing her, Ram had practiced yoga and has become detached from worldly things, such as love for his wife. But that could not be possible in one like Ram. He would never become detached from his duty. Protecting one's wife was always the duty of pious men. Sita lamented, thinking only of her husband Ram. She envied the perfect mystics who had transcended the dualities of happiness and distress. For them, the loss of relatives did not cause any sorrow, nor did they long for any pleasing thing. If only she could experience their peace. As she lay absorbed in such thoughts, a Rakshasi named Trijata stepped forward and restrained her companions. She had just risen from sleep and told them of a dream she had experienced. In my dream, I saw a shining personality who must surely be that Ram. He was mounted upon a celestial chariot drawn by 1,000 horses and coursing through the air. He was united with Sita. The couple wore white robes and white garlands and were ablaze with splendor. Then I also saw Ravana, robed in black with a red garland and sitting on a chariot drawn by asses. Trijata described her dream in detail. Ravana had entered a fearful darkness, his body smeared with excrement. Trijata saw all of Ravana's sons and ministers with their heads shaved and bodies bathed with oil. She saw the city of Lanka being set afire by an agile monkey, and all of the Rakshasas disappearing into a pool of cow dung. The Rakshasis knew the science of interpreting dreams. It seemed from Trijata's dream that a great calamity was about to befall Ravana. Sita was heartened by Trijata. She sat up, and as she did so, she felt her left eye throbbing and her left arm palpitating. This must be an auspicious omen. That omen, along with Trijata's dream, gave Sita hope. She felt that Ram must surely be near. Then the Rakshasis fell away from Sita, some of them running to give a report to Ravana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.